MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Sebastian Mullins, multi-asset fund manager at Schroder. Sebastian, appreciate the early morning time. Data coming out from the US during the month of May. Looking good for the Fed. I mean, inflation is looking stable. US economy is remaining on track and in many cases perhaps stronger than expected. It is kind of playing perfectly into the Federal Reserve's hands at this point.
Hi, Sammy. Yes, thanks for having me. It's true. Things are looking quite good for the U.S. economy, although we are starting to see some economic surprises deteriorate. So in a way, that does give the Fed cover to cut rates, given inflation came in weaker than expected in the last print. But the question we have, is that enough for the Fed to actually start a cutting cycle?
And is there, I mean, does Jerome Powell have an eye to the election in November and worried about a cutting ahead of an election? Or is he going to say, you know what, I am the chairman of the Federal Reserve, I am independent, and I will do what the data says I need to do?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, to get inside Jerome Powell's head is an interesting question, but I do feel like he is incentivized to cut ahead of the election, just given the window of weakness might be narrowing. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to see a slow patch occur in the U.S., so he should really start cutting September onwards. Otherwise, economic activity might pick back up again. But, of course, his political views about Trump, et cetera, I'll leave that to him. But
yeah.
There will be some incentive to cutting ahead of the election.
The market's response to the dot has been to continue its move higher, driven in large part by a handful of tech stocks and to a larger part by Nvidia. But what we do have now is a price earnings around 27. A Schiller PE, which is a cyclical adjusted price earnings, at one of the top 1% in history, which typically says you're going to get poor returns in the years ahead from this level of expensive markets.
It's hard to get a long-term strong return when expectations or price to earnings are this high, to be totally honest. But high valuations are a terrible timing tool. So last time I was this high, of course, the S&P went up another crazy amount in, say, the TMT crisis or even more recently the COVID crisis. But we try and look at what the valuations are across the whole market, not just mm-hmm. those mega tech stocks. But mm-hmm. even then, 7 of the 11 U.S. tech sectors have a P.E., in the top 80% of history. So things do look, on average, expensive. That said, they're very high-quality companies delivering on very high cash flow earnings. And as you mentioned before, the Fed might be cutting. So there's reason to believe the party can go on for now, but with stretched valuations, it's hard with a 10-year view to be very excited about current equity multiples.
And I take your point around this sort of evaluation makes it very difficult to really time things. Is there an opportunity here for, and I'm thinking particularly with volatility low, which means that put options are cheap, is there a space for some sort of protection into a portfolio?
Of course. I said in the recent commentary, the only thing cheap right now is protection, because if you buy a put option, it's one of the cheapest. I mean, if you buy a 5% out of the money puts, mm-hmm. it's the cheapest it's been in around 20 years. And if you buy any combination of puts protection right now, because volatility is so low, it's a very attractive way to hedge portfolios now. So for us, we're looking to lock in some protection by buying put options, or even starting to sort of sell a bit of U.S., maybe buying some other countries like Europe, for example, just broadening out some of that trade, given how hard some of those companies you mentioned earlier, like Nvidia, have already run.
And what about the bond market? I take your point. I mean, the U.S. equities, I mean, they could continue high. Absolutely. We've seen it before. There's also some opportunity in bonds.
We've been playing the range in bonds. I mean, yields, for example, the U.S. 10-year went to 4.7. Now it's down to 4.2. So we kind of think we're towards the lower end of that range. So we have been lightening up, but trading that range as bond yields go higher, buying more. But for now, I mean, we talked about inflation coming down. That would give you a pretty good tactical opportunity to buy some bonds. Mm-hmm. Inflation's rolling over. Seems like there's a soft patch, at least in terms of expectations in the U.S. economy. But, inflation isn't really falling dramatically. Like, shelters still holding up more than expected.
Yeah.
Medical costs are holding up more than expected. Auto insurance, while it fell a bit this month, has still been high. So I like to joke, if you don't have to live anywhere, drive anywhere, or care about your health, inflation's back to target. But Unfortunately, the rest of us live in a world where those things count. So I do think this is a chance for them to cut if we get another data print that's low. But the market's pricing in quite a lot to be cut next year, especially. So for us, two cuts this year is probably about right.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably want to take some profit shorter term if that does eventuate.
With Viva De Sebastian Mullins, he's multi-asset fund manager. Schroeder, Sebastian, appreciate the early morning time. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.